for the rulers well know that the general will is always on the side which is most favorable to the public interest, that is to say, the most equitable, so that it is needful only to act justly to be certain of following the general will. That fascism and communism promised to be more democratic than democracy itself was axiomatic for their 20th century proselytizers in Europe and America. The movement represented variously the folk, the people, the authentic nation and its providential mission in history, while parliamentary democracy was corrupt, inauthentic, unnatural. But the salience of the general will is more profound than the mere rationalization of legitimacy through populist rhetoric. The idea of the general will created a true secular religion out of the mystic chords of nationalism, a religion in which the people, in effect, worship themselves. Just as individuals couldn't be free except as part of the group, their existence lacked meaning and purpose except in relation to the collective. It followed, moreover, that if the people were the new God, there was no room for God himself. In the social contract, Rousseau tells us that because of Christianity's distinction between God and Caesar, men have never known whether they ought to obey the civil ruler or the priest. What Rousseau proposed instead was a society in which religion and politics were perfectly combined. Loyalty to the state and loyalty to the divine must be seen as the same thing. The philosopher and theologian Johann Gottfried von Herder, credited somewhat unfairly with laying the intellectual foundation for Nazism, took Rousseau's political arguments and made them into cultural ones. The general will was unique in each nation, according to Herder, because of the historic and spiritual distinctiveness of a specific folk. This romantic emphasis led various intellectuals and artists to champion the distinctiveness or superiority of races, nations, and cultures. But it is Rousseau's divinization of the community under the direction of the most powerful state ever proposed in political philosophy to which the totalitarianisms of the 20th century were most indebted. Rousseau's community is not defined by ethnicity or geography or custom. Rather, it's bound together by the general will as expressed in the dogmas of what he called a civil religion and enforced by the all-powerful God state. Those who defy the collective spirit of the community live outside the state and have no claim on its protections. Indeed, not only is the state not required to defend antisocial individuals or sub-communities, it is compelled to do away with them. The French revolutionaries put these precepts into effect. For example, Rousseau had suggested that Poland create nationalistic holidays and symbols to create a new secular faith. Therefore, the Jacobins, who had nearly committed Rousseau to memory, immediately set about launching a grand new totalitarian religion. Robespierre argued that only a religious instinct could defend the revolution from the acid of skepticism.